Happy daylight savings, Christopher. How you feeling? We here. We made it, baby. We made it.
I feel energized, man. That sunshine, you know, there's more of it, or at least we get to see more of it. It's a beautiful thing. Sorry to all the farmers out there. I guess it makes things difficult on you again or something. I don't know. I don't understand how it works or why it works or why even we do this anymore. And I hope that like we're winding down on the amount of times we do this stupid thing. But yeah, we made it. So better times are ahead. And like, this is lining up, man. Like life in general. This is the dad brunch. Like dad life here is about to get good, okay? Because now there's more time to wear out the kids because the sun is out later, all right? Also, fellow dads, we have conference tournament basketball that's about to happen like every day of the week for a while. And then we get into the NCAA tournament where it's like you can pretend to work but actually watch college basketball. Man, we're entering a beautiful period of time. Shout out to everybody. I'm very excited about it.
Dude, and you mentioned in conference basketball, it's already started. Like, did you see the end of LSU Tennessee the other day? Or just yesterday? It was just absolutely insane. Buzzer beater. Like, women's tournament. Crushing. Like,
yeah.
I'm amped. Daylight savings, more basketball.
What a time to be alive, man.
You know? It's about time for me to start caring about the NBA now. About time for me to start caring about the NHL now. It's like, you know, it's that time.
Yeah.
It's that time. It feels good. It feels good. My God, man. Why do we do daylight savings? Why?
It's about farmers, right? It's like they needed more light to like tend to the crops or something. And like at certain points of the year, they ran out of light, so they needed to move the clocks around. I don't know. That's my take.
I don't know. It's just really annoying. It's just really annoying just for me in general. I just don't like it. So
if any presidential candidate runs on getting rid of this, then that's who I'm voting for.
Okay. No one's going to. Both presidential candidates are too old to care about daylight savings. They've lived with it for way too long.
Yeah, they fall asleep. Whether it's light out, dark out, they're falling asleep at 7 o'clock. Doesn't matter.
7 o'clock? Shit. Six. They're out at six. Dinner
they
at
watch
four,
the 6 o'clock news and then they go to bed, is what they do.
Yeah, 100%. And it's the first 10 minutes of the 6 o'clock news. Like they don't check, they don't make it to sports.
Yeah,
like,
No.
Not at all. Well, what's up? It's the Brunch Breakdown. Didi out here in Los Angeles. Chris is in Pittsburgh. And Dan, who will be joining us a couple times during the show, is somewhere. I don't really know where Dan is. I know 21 Pilots put out a new song, so that means he's probably somewhere in Columbus looking for them.
That's true. He's gone to their homes before, so there are no bounds to what this man will do for all 21 of the pilots.
Yeah, dude, all 21 of the pilots, all of them. All right, so on the show today, it's Dad Brunch because it's us two dads here. So we got a bunch of dad topics that we're going to get off our chest. So this might be a really long get it off our chest segment today. Might be very long. But we got a lot of dad stuff that we're going to be talking about on the show today. Also, there was a restaurant in New York that was selling Dunkin' Donuts donuts and saying they were their own vegan donuts and gluten-free donuts, and they were absolutely not at all. So we're gonna be talking about that too as well. It's the Brunch Breakdown. And you know what, Chris, let everybody know where they can find us.
You can find us on Google.
Ooh, yes you can.
Yeah, if you're not familiar, it's a search engine, and what you do is you search for the stuff you're looking for. So if it's possible that you're listening to this podcast and you don't know where to find us, that would surprise me. But if you are somebody who is into surprises, go to Google. You can find us and all these other places that aren't where you are right now. And then you can follow us there and then be able to find us more. Because what would you want more than hearing more from us outside of these hour-long episodes? You can get Brunch Bites on social media. You can watch our stupid faces on some other platforms. So Just Google me. Google me and find out.
That's right. Google me and find out. Love it. All right. Well, Let's get to our first Dan clip. Dan is here in spirit, and we're going to see what he has to say to us here on the Brunch Breakdown today.
Hey, boys. Apologies for not being able to join you this week, but I wanted to chime in as much as I could. But I want to start by asking you this. When was the last time you were genuinely sad when a TV show came to an end of the series? Before I get into what I want to say, I need to reiterate that I don't like binge watching TV shows. I don't like doing it. I miss the days of appointment viewing. I think I've talked about that a bit on the podcast in the past. So when a new series or a new season comes out, we watch at most one episode per week. That's just how I am. I understand most people aren't that way. So be it. So with that said, this week we watched the final episode of Ted Lasso. Now, I know that actually aired, was available last year on Apple TV, but we didn't get to start watching it really until the second season was already out, just started to get into Apple TV. So we followed, the same formula of no more than one episode per week. So naturally it takes a little bit of time to catch up, which obviously we never really did. So we finally got to watch the end of what was kind of an unfortunately short series, only three seasons. But I can't remember the last time I was really sad that a show was over. And I was genuinely sad that was the final episode. I kind of maybe purposely drag it out for that very reason, because I don't want it to be over. I want to, be able to take it in as long as I can. Now, Didi, I know you've never been a fan really of Ted Lasso, but I'm genuinely going to miss watching it, and it's certainly you can watch it again, but it's never like the first time through, right? So, boys, my question to you is, when was the last time you were actually upset and felt it when a show was over? And no, Chris, unfortunately, we can't count the end of a football season as being over. So you may have to go back a little bit further back in history the last time you had maybe felt that way, if at all. And maybe you haven't at all. So I'll be interested to hear what you have to say, and I'll check in with you boys a little bit later.
Okay.
That's not fair. That's not fair, but okay. Go funny. Ahead. Did you not like Ted Lasso because of just your history with wearing soccer jerseys and dudes wanting to be your friend left and right? Is that why
basically,
you don't like it?
Basically. That's basically it. Like, I almost bought a soccer jersey like a few weeks ago, and then about how that was a bad decision.
Okay, good. Yeah, you got to learn, man. You got to learn. Right.
Because I have a couple, and I've probably talked about this on the pod, but I have a couple of hoodies from Paris Saint-Germain. It's got the Jordan logo on it, whatever. The hoodies are awesome. And every time I wear them, dude, every time I wear them, somebody stops me from like a mile away. Like, dudes will scream across the street to say something. And I'm like, dude, I don't know who plays. I have no idea. No idea. And it's just... it's insane, but that might be one of the reasons. Also, I just don't really like Jason Sudeikis, so there's that. That's just enough. That's really it. But no, this is an interesting one, because for the most part, when a show ends, I'm already over it. It's kind of time for it to go. Like, think about the shows when we were like younger too, right? Like, when we were younger, these shows had like 10 seasons, like Family Matters and like all these shows were on for a really long time. And it's kind of like, all right, it was good. This was good. We're done. I'm done with the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. I don't know how long we can make Will Smith sound like he's like 21 years old and he's not leaving his parents' house. It's kind of time for everybody to go at that point. But the last time HBO had this show, I actually, Insecure on HBO, I was kind of bummed when it ended. But it still was like, it's time for it to go. I don't know. I feel like I don't get sad when shows end. I'm kind of like, this was great. We wrapped this up. We're done here.
It's funny you say that, because I do remember when I was a kid, like watching Full House and thinking like, there's too many people still living in this house. Like, you know, like Uncle Jesse and Aunt Becky got married And then they like moved to a new place for a day. And
Yeah.
Michelle like cried. And then they're like, oh, okay. We're not gonna go on with our lives. We're gonna move back into Danny Tanner's attic. And then they had kids there. And then there
Two
was,
of them.
yeah, they had kids there. And then there's also like just dad's best friend living in the basement. I remember thinking, like, this seems strange, you know? But yeah, you make a good point there. I do get sad every time football season ends, and I start getting sad about it like when the bowl games start, because I'm just like, oh, you know, we're losing what I love. But I do have some other things in mind. Funny enough, one of them is football related. The show Last Chance U, when it really wasn't even when they stopped it. It was when they switched and they said, this is going to be the last time we do football. And then they went to basketball. I didn't even watch the basketball season because I was just like, these football seasons are so good because they're such a train wreck. And like, there's so much attention on football. Every kid wants to be in the NFL. And so there's like these kids at these community colleges that like really think their next step is playing for the Dallas Cowboys. Like they like these kids. And so it's just like all the ridiculousness that happens. Man, I loved that show. And so I was really bummed when they ended it. Beyond that, I thought of like the Office. That was one that like I even though Michael Scott, like Steve Carell's character, left and they went for a few years without him, like it definitely got worse, but I feel like that's the last show that I was really connected to the characters. Beyond that, I can't really think of anything. I think before that, I remember being bummed when Entourage ended. Like I loved that show. But yeah, it hasn't really been one in a while. I think Last Chance U is the most recent one that got ended, and I was pretty bummed about it.
Yeah, Entourage. That's another one where I was just like, all right, that was fun. Like, I love these characters, but this was fun. Like, I don't know. I guess I'm a weirdo in that regard. Like How I Met Your Mother. Like, that show went on for 2 seasons longer, and the writers even talk about it. They're like, they just kept telling us they were gonna pay us more money. They're like, all of a sudden it was like, we're making $1 million an episode. They're like, all right, well, we're gonna write another season.
Yeah, I
It's
would write one
like,
too.
because that whole thing just like kind of falls off a cliff, and just they just start doing just like, what can we make Barney do that's weird now? Like, seasons like 7, 8, and 9 of that show just are like, whew, there. It's like, all right, guys, I like you because I did this for 6 good seasons. But Jesus. But yeah, I don't know. I feel like shows like run their course. It's like, oh God, we're done
Yeah.
here.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I understand it when they get popular, you just keep going. But shit. It's like, but that's a good question. Shouts to you, Dan. Thanks for showing up to the brunch breakdown. Well, let's get it off our chest. Christopher, get it off your chest. What's on your mind?
Didi, I wanna. So this might be a crossover. I threw a lot of stuff at Didi this week. We were like, what are we going to talk about on the podcast? Dan's not here. We're lost. We're scared. We're all alone. And so I just started throwing things at Didi. And this one kind of is a crossover. I don't even know specifically what we're going to talk about today. We got lots of options. But
Yeah.
so my kids are starting to get involved in a lot more activities, which is good because, you know, keeps them busy and helps them develop, you know, skills and friendships and stuff like that. So it's fun. It's fun in a number of ways. We also are starting to meet a lot more parents because of that. Okay. So we're, you know, running into the same people in the same places. Like now a lot of people that go to our daycare, we're seeing them at like dance class or at swim lessons and all this stuff. And I'm noticing like something that actually makes me feel better about being a parent. Is that like the more parents you meet, the more you realize that nobody knows what they're doing. Okay. Like, and I find that to be extremely helpful because when you first get started, when you have kids and like you start on this whole parenting thing, there's a lot of time in the early going where you're just like at home with the kid. There's not a lot you can do. You got like 2, 3 naps a day. So you really can't spend a lot of time at one place if you even go anywhere. So you don't like get to get out there and meet a lot of people until a certain point. Now, we started having kids, just like you, Didi. Well, I guess you were in this era too, where like we had all of our kids like right after the pandemic, and we had them boom, boom, boom. So it took us a while to like get to this point. And I feel like we just like spent all this time parenting on our own. And I'm like, do we suck at this? Like, are we not doing the stuff right? You know, because you have like no other like real world connections to what else is happening out there. But now that we're getting out there and we're meeting all these other parents, I'm like, your bedtime routine is as bad as ours. I'm sorry to hear that, but that makes me feel so good. Like, you know, like all these problems that you experience, now I'm understanding that everybody else experiences them too. And it makes me feel like less of a parent who just doesn't know what the hell he's doing. It turns out, Didi, nobody knows what they're doing. Are you aware of this? Parents just don't know what they're doing at all.
Yeah, like I realized that. And maybe I realized that a little bit different than you did, because we had one child clear of the pandemic. Mm. So we, because I think Saoirse was like 18 months old whenever. It's weird that we're on like, what is it, the fourth year anniversary of everything shutting down? Like,
oh, shit.
Like this week?
Yeah,
yeah, it's
right.
Like this week. Yeah, in like 3 days. And that'll be the anniversary of like everything shutting down. She was like 1.5 whenever the pandemic happened. So like, we were out and about, and like a few of our friends have had, like actually a bunch of our friends all had kids at the same, basically in the same year, like 2018 was a big year. And we all kind of were like, dude, it's like, why the hell does she like, what? It's like, why is she like wetting the bed all the time? Like, whatever, what is this thing? And they're like, and then you'd see somebody out and they're like, oh, like get these, like order these pads on like Amazon. Like, you're good to go. And then like, oh man, sweet. Like, this happened to you. It's like, it was one of those things where like we were out and about like everywhere. Yeah. And people were like, you know, we'd say something and then somebody would be like, oh yeah, someone would chime in, or someone would say something and we'd chime in. It's like, we all don't know what we're doing. We all leave the hospital with no guide. Like, I just bought a car recently, and you know how much information they gave me? It was way too much. Way too much,
yeah.
Way too much information that they gave me. But when you leave the hospital with a baby, and sometimes two babies, they give you no information.
Yeah.
You're just letting these two dumbasses just leave, right? And we're two college-educated people with solid jobs and all these things, but there are people who leave hospitals who don't. They are not. They just got pregnant, had a baby, and they're going to raise this thing. And they have no idea what they're doing either. And they're just like, here you go. Been gone. Like, you know, I truly don't understand why you're able to do that. Like, I feel like people take classes before they have a baby. You should take classes before you can leave the hospital. Like, there should be a test you have to take. And they're just like, you know what? Insurance will cover it. You're just going to stay here for a little bit. You'll be on here. You're just in this wing trying to take the test, like the driver's test or something. It's like, nah, you didn't pass. You're just going to stay over here, still take these classes.
Yeah, dude, there's tests for everything else, like leading up to that point in your life. Like, you literally go through school to like allow you to be released into the world as an adult. You have to take a driver's test to just get you have to do a permit test just to be able to drive with your parents. And then you have to do a driver's test. There's so much stuff like that, but then like, yeah, they just play one video for you in the hospital. It's like, don't shake your baby. Okay, leave. And then that's it. That's it. Like, yeah, it's crazy, but I'm starting to, it is weird. And that's crazy that this is, 4 years since the pandemic, but it's, we went into it thinking with the pandemic, like, oh, it's going to like impact kids and it's going to like mess up their development and stuff like that. We weren't necessarily worried about that because our kids they're not in even kindergarten yet, you know? So they're not really like at that, like that point with developing social skills and stuff like that. But, you know, that's all we talked about early on was like, how is this going to impact like the kids? Hopefully it doesn't negatively impact them from all those like social perspectives and whatnot. Turns out it just affected me and my wife because we were secluded from other parents for 2 to 3 years. But it's been comforting to like hear other people's nighttime routines and like actually realize that ours, it's actually on the upper end of some of those other stories that I've heard, you know, like, I think we're actually doing okay here.
Yeah, that's the thing, you know, everybody's got their own things going on. Everyone's got their own sitch. Some kids Like mine still take naps. I got a 5.5 year old and she still takes naps and it's awesome. But like a lot of my friends, they're like, a lot of people we talk to, they're like, my kids stopped taking naps at 2.
You're talking to a guy who now has 2 kids that won't nap on the week. They nap at daycare, which is good. They do not nap on the weekends.
Yeah.
My oldest protests it. And so now the younger one is like, our middle child is just following along with the older one. And so she's like, oh, well, if she's not napping, I'm not napping. So the only way they nap is like we get them in a car and we just drive around aimlessly for an hour and a half, or we're in the house with terrorists for the rest of the day. That's how it works.
Dude, I hear you. Oh man. All right. Well, I'm going to get this off my chest. Got a new iPhone 15, the 2 years or whatever change were up, got a new phone. Gotta tell you, man, I don't know when we peaked with iPhones, but like we've peaked, because I bought this and honestly, the whole time while I was like transferring stuff over the phones, I kept picking up my old phone thinking it was my new phone because I couldn't tell the difference. Because now you transfer all your information over to the cloud. It does it in like 20 minutes, right? And then, so it's like my background's the same. Everything's the same. So like if you have both phones on at the same time, you have no idea which phone is which. You have no idea. And now I'm just thinking that we have to figure out some way to either make phones better. Like we have to do something like ridiculous that makes phones different or better, or we need to figure out a way just to make it so that we can keep one phone forever. Because now I don't know why I bought this. Like I have no idea why I bought this. Like the camera was already good on the last phone. Like yeah. I don't need a better camera. Like I'm not making movies on this thing. Like it's like, yeah, I do like work with my phone sometimes. So like, that's cool. But like, honestly, it's like, I don't need it to be the greatest thing. I'm not making friggin' Oppenheimer with this thing. Like we're not doing that. So like I honestly don't understand. Like it's weird. So like if you're like, oh yeah, my cell phone service keeps hitting me up saying, oh, upgrades to the new iPhone 15. Just letting you know, unless you have like an iPhone 8, like you're not missing out. If you're somebody who just gets a new phone every 2 years or so, like me, like it just does it. Just think about it. Just wait a little bit. Wait a little bit so maybe it'll feel new to you or something. But there is nothing new about this. They just keep adding things that like I don't necessarily need. Like they've got this like silence button on the side right here. I didn't need that. I like the little switch. I don't need this little button here that does things. There's like a way that you can hit this button and like the camera will come up or like your favorite app will just come up. I don't need that. Like, I don't know. Like it used to be fun when a new iPhone would come out, but now I'm like, I honestly, I miss my old phone mainly because I don't know why I bought this. Like, this is just, it's stupid. Like I think we peaked on smartphones. We're done.
You are definitely sounding like a dad on this episode, dude.
We're done.
you sound like my dad for all the reasons he won't get rid of his iPhone that has the button on it still. Yeah, dude. I've actually been I think I have like the 12 or the 13. I got the one where like they started the technology where like to unlock it, you swipe it up. You know, like you swipe up from the bottom that was whatever the first year they did that is when I got this phone. And I've looked at that because like I could expense it for my business. And I keep looking to see like what they're doing and if it would be worth it. But I feel like they've got the triple zoom cameras. They've got like all of how much more can you improve a piece of technology? So I'm with you. What could they do at this point that would make it compelling to say like, oh, well, I have to get that. I don't know. What could it be?
I just want them to like make like, cause you know how those like Android phones, like Samsung and all these other companies or whatever, they like, they do all these crazy things with their phones. Right. But they're not iPhones. We they're not simple to use, all of that stuff. But like, I feel like Apple needs to start make a flip phone or something. They need to make these designs different, like do Something. Make the phone a triangle or something. I don't know what they need to do, but they need to do something that makes me like excited to have it. Like, I am just not excited about this anymore because the stuff that they upgrade now is just like way too in the weeds where it's like, because I film some stuff, I will film in like 4K for like work or whatever. But like, for the most part, no one wants that video. So, like, no one wants 4K video. So, therefore, it just sits there. Because I'm not doing that. Like, I, you know, I don't need to get my kids running around in 4K. I love watching my kids play soccer and whatnot. But, like, I don't need it in 4K. No, yeah, it's probably better for everybody.
I forgot you could even do 4K till, like, literally this past week. I recorded something in 4K. Because I saw YouTube. They're like, you're probably, YouTube wants you to upload in 4K if you can. And I was like, oh. I think my phone might have that. And then I looked and it did. And I was like, okay, so I'll do that. But like outside of if you're a content creator or if you're not a content creator, which is like 95% or more of people, like why would you need that? I don't know.
I don't know. You've got the moving tripod thing, don't you? I saw you post about that.
I got the Pivo. Yeah, it's like Pivo or something like that. It's pretty creepy actually, but it's cool. It Bluetooth syncs with your phone and then you either have it like follow your face or your body. And then no matter where you go, it just captures you. So it's cool.
Yeah. Like that will look good in 4K, but like other than anything else you do, it's just not going to make any difference.
Yeah. Maybe I should do that in 4K then. So, I haven't done that in 4K.
When you use that thing, use 4K and like, you know, the files are humongous though. That's another thing. It's just like, they're so big, but like that will look good in 4K. But other than that, like stupid, it's just dumb. It is. Well, yeah. Well, anyways, guys, that was my commercial for iPhone. Make sure you hit it up. code DD is bored. Get your new iPhone 15 on the brunch breakdown. All right. Bruce Day, Chris, you sipping on anything this week?
Just coffee, man. So
yeah,
we're recording this on March 10th. That makes it 76 days. I haven't had alcohol in 76 days, man.
Damn. 76 days. You going to make it the whole year? What are you going to do?
I'm going to make it until I see you. And then I'm just going to ruin our next time together by getting absolutely shit faced
off of one Corona.
Yeah, let's go. I can't wait. What about you, man?
God. I had a Stone IPA. It's orange. You're going to love this. It's passion fruit and orange juice, and it's awesome. So nice. Shouts to Stone IPA, passion and orange. I love this thing. It's everything that I need in my life. And Stone IPA is the IPA that I used to drink when I first moved here because it was at my grocery store. I used to drink it all the time, but now they have a bunch of different things going on. So shouts to Stone IPA, passion fruit and orange. Absolutely love it. And now let's jump into the main menu, sir.
Let's do it.
Let's jump in. All right. It's dad brunch. So we're talking a lot of dad things right now. And so let's talk parent influencers. I've been wanting to talk about this for like weeks and just kind of like push it off. But you know what? Let's do that right now. Christopher, you are a content creator. How do you feel about parent influencers?
I got lots of thoughts and feelings, Didi. I think like any brand of influencer, there are obviously good ones and bad ones, right? There are opinions that are helpful and there are opinions that are annoying. If we want to just start high level, my general thought is that there's too many of them. Just too many. There's too many parenting influencers, okay? There's too many people out there saying, do this, don't do that, do this, don't do that, that you get just everybody saying to do and not to do everything, and it makes it very annoying and confusing. Have you experienced that?
Oh, yeah. Like I have I can't stand them. And I have friends who are mom influencers. And listen, I love them as people. But sometimes I'm like, just cut it out. Because my problem with parent influencers is because I think what people are doing, because it turned in, because at one point I feel like it was a lot of helpful information. It was a lot of like moms helping moms, dads helping dads, like people saying things that I felt like are important, even like serious things like miscarriages and certain things like about what happens when you go to the hospital and have a baby. And it's like everyone thinks it's going to be rainbows and butterflies. And then all of a sudden you get punched in the face when you're there and you're like, whoa, this is not how it was. And everyone feels like they're alone in that situation. And then it's like you find out, no, this is how most people's are. We just don't talk about it. And they did. But now I just feel like you have a lot of parents who are complaining about everyday normal shit. And I get really annoyed with that because I'm like, guys, all you're doing is making your other friends and younger people and just a whole other generation of people not want to have children because you make it sound so miserable all the time. And I'm like, guys, like, just it's just mundane. It's just normal shit. It's like, oh man, my kids, it's like, my kid, they just like don't listen. That's it.
And
That's it. That's it. It's like, it's just all tons of videos about kids not listening and making it seem so horrible. And you're so stressed. And I'm like, ah. And these people have hundreds of thousands, sometimes millions of followers. And I'm like, you are. All it takes is for one person to see this video and be like, yeah, I'm never having kids. Or they wait longer and longer and longer to have kids. And I just feel like feel like parent influencers are making it so that other people don't have kids. And that might be a story in 10 years. Might be one.
Well, it's definitely gonna be a story because fewer people are choosing to have kids than like ever before. So it's definitely gonna be a story down the road. Like some of the content that I can't stand is like I'll see these posts about like when your child is having a meltdown, it'll be like to the tune of this very like soft, soothing music. And talk about how like all your child needs in that moment is your embrace to make everything okay. And like that's not it, like that's the shit that makes people feel like they're a failure as a parent because then you go to give your kid an embrace and no kid in that situation wants an embrace. It like never had like okay. Hypothetical here, Didi. Let's say I make waffles in the morning for breakfast and I make them the wrong way because of whatever my daughter was expecting. And then we deal with like 15 minutes of her not wanting to sit at the table. I could reach out to embrace her in that moment. She doesn't want an embrace. Okay. That's not what she's looking for. She's looking for the right waffles based on the way that she wanted them made. Like, I just think there's so much of this content out there that's like, telling you to do something in a situation that just is totally unrealistic and unreasonable. There's also so much stuff about how, like, when your kid is like losing their mind, yelling, screaming, whatever, like getting down on one knee and talking to them calmly and not raising your voice. And like, it's great to try that. And sometimes that works, but like, it's not like, I feel like, I guess what I'm getting at is, oftentimes, the parent influencers share like this one thing that will make this situation better. And in reality, it's like a spectrum of things you have to try. And it's not ever one thing. And if, like, you have that waffle situation, if it happens five times, I will probably need to do five different, like a different thing each time to make the situation okay with my daughter. It's never going to be like, the same thing makes everything better every time. Yeah, I feel like they just make it too simple. But like, you know, from the fitness industry, I know like a lot of people put together content that's like easily shareable, easily digestible. And it's like for that influencer to help build their following because it'll get shared more, it'll get boosted by the algorithm more. And I feel like parent influencers do the same thing. But like for parent influencers, it's like, well, but your content like affects people. Like, it affects like the way children are brought up. And I feel like it's like a little irresponsible and damaging to make content that way.
It is. It is. And like, it's like that with, it's exactly like that with fitness too. Cause I'll see things and I'll like, you know, just be, you know, just scrolling aimlessly on my phone and like a fitness thing will come up like this. And it's like, this will cure your back pain. And you're like, will it? And it's just like, that's really what it is. And it shows them doing this one, like reach through stretch. And you're like, that will cure your back pain in like 5 minutes. Like, huh?
Yeah.
No, it won't. But yeah. You're telling people that, and you have hundreds of thousands of followers, and you have someone doing something that they might not be able to do. Because I think that's the scary part. And it's like, when it comes to fitness and when it comes to parenting too, it's like you have certain things where it's like, maybe your kid is just, every kid's different. Like what works for your kid isn't going to work for my kid, or it might, I don't know. There's just way too much of like, I know exactly what your problem is and this is how you solve it. And then when you can't solve it, you feel like shit because you can't figure it out.
Yeah.
You know, and that, God, and I just, man, dude, like we got to get a hold on it. I feel like there needs to be like a parents, like we all got to get together and be like, do you understand what we're doing here? Like it was cool at first, but now, just think about what you've posted the last few weeks and just think about what you've done. And just like, did you think this was helpful to everyone or did this hurt more people? Mm-hmm. We're going to be like, this hurt more people. I think we all need to chill out. Just like, just there's just got to be a, I don't know. I'm just sick of seeing videos where people are just complaining about their kids throwing like you said, like throwing tantrums over breakfast. I'm like, dude, listen. Major will be like, I want a waffle. I'll give him a waffle. And he'll be like, no, I wanted a waffle. And I'm like, this is a waffle. And he's like, no, I want a waffle. And then he'll like run to the door, like as if he's going to like run to freaking Siobhan's work and get a waffle from her. I'm like, dude, this is a waffle. And then finds out he wants French toast. That's really what he wanted. And I'm like, oh, here's your waffle. It's French toast. He's like, thanks, Dad. It's like, what, I don't, that's just life. You know, a lot of the stuff that they talk about is just like what happens in when you have children. Like I went into having children thinking it was going to be the hardest thing ever. Right. And I feel like I've been okay because of that. So I don't know if that is good advice for anybody to go into parenting thinking it's going to be the hardest thing ever. And then you'll just be like, oh, this isn't so bad. Like maybe that's what everybody needs to do. Maybe that's the advice that I'm here to give you. Is just like go into it thinking it's going to be the hardest thing ever. And then you'll come out on the other end.
Yeah. And most hard things, when you do them and you follow through, they end up being very rewarding at the end, right?
Yeah. See? There it is. But all of you, chill out. Okay. All right. So you threw this out too. Actually, you know what? I want to talk about this because we talked about it a little bit. Meeting other parents.
Mm.
Okay. So since you have been out and about being around other parents, we're not going to talk about what they can do to help you. I want to talk about, here's what I think about when I meet other parents. So when I meet other parents, I'm just like sitting at a party or something. And I'm like, wow. This collection of people would never be in the same place ever. If we all didn't have kids that go to the same school and are all the same age, nothing at all. Like we have nothing in common. We have nothing, whatever. And it's like with dad specifically, because for whatever reason, moms, it doesn't, I'm like, you don't like, would never talk to this lady. And all of a sudden they're at my house all the goddamn time. with me, I'm like, this dude's a weirdo. I'm never talking to this guy. Like we don't have, there's nothing in common. Like absolutely not. He's having a birthday party on a Saturday afternoon. Like no, during football season. We aren't friends. We just aren't. And so when I meet other parents, it's like I just look around and just hear the conversations, and I'm just like, wow, like we would never be in the same place. And that's what I think about when I meet other parents a lot of the time. Just like, oh, another time where it's just like, wow, never thought I'd talk with somebody about their UFC training. This is a lot. But yeah.
Well, yeah, like Didi, okay. You and I, if you just step back and look at our friendship, it's one that's very unlikely to succeed. You know, if you think of like our interests in a lot of things, like you went to West Virginia, I'm a Pitt fan. You like the Browns, I'm a Steelers fan. Like when we started working together, I didn't even like you. Like, you know, like it was this whole thing, and now we're best friends. Like, so it's even hard to see that the best friendships are going to see themselves through and be something, you know? And like, if you look at, I remember when I started working at ESPN, when you were there, I was part of an intern class that was like 20, 25 interns. And I talked to you, like one person, right? Put 25 random people in a room. How many of them are you going to actually, you know, want to be friends with? I was friends with one person. Okay. Like I'm being very specific about the people that I have lengthy conversations with. I'm trying to be proactive about it. You know what I mean? Like just because you have three kids and we have three kids doesn't mean we have anything else in common, right? Just because your kid goes to dance class and my kid goes to dance class doesn't mean we have anything in common. But let's say you're at that dance class. We get to chatting, you have a Pitt shirt on. I'm like, all right, there's something I could invest more time here. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like you got to early on look for the things that might be of interest to you to say, like, I want to spend more time in the same room with this person. And then like invest more time there. And then if early on you're noticing like, okay, I love football. This person takes cooking classes, like we do different things on Saturdays, it's not going to work out.
Oh, you know what happened to me? Speaking of the shirt thing, don't get fooled by the shirt thing all the time. Just, you know, not saying it's not a way to, like, you know, break the ice, talk to somebody in those situations where you're just like, you know, you're standing on the side at soccer or whatever, all that stuff too. This year, because Oregon was like, I think Oregon was undefeated at the time, so they're having a good season. One dad or whatever, he's got an Oregon shirt on, and I was like, oh yeah, it's like, dude, big game today. And he goes, oh, it's my wife's family, they're big Oregon fans, I don't know anything about it. I'm like, well, this was cool. Dumb.
Talk to you later. Thanks.
have a good one. See you, sir.
I don't get that phenomenon. I've never understood that, like wearing, just randomly choosing to wear a shirt of a team that you have no allegiance to and no information on. Like I'm wearing a Lambeau Field shirt, but that's because my wife follows the Packers and I also pay attention. I could have a conversation about them. Like I could talk to you about Jordan Love at least for a little bit, but like to wear an Oregon shirt when they're top 10 in the country trying to make the college football playoff and you're like, who's the quarterback? Like, really? How is that possible?
Yeah. Like it was, it's just bizarre to me. And the thing is, it's not even like, cause some things it's like, you know, living on the West Coast where like you have, everyone loves the NFL. College football is kind of like hit or miss unless it's like USC. Right. But the thing is when there's the certain teams like Oregon, like, if you're wearing an Oregon shirt, you're more than likely you went there. Like you follow this team because they've been good for so long. You know what I mean? Consistently good for so long. And I thought it was very safe. It was a safe space. Now, if you see somebody wearing like an Arizona State shirt, that could mean a lot of things. Like you just, that could mean a million things. You have no idea where they got that Arizona State shirt. But Oregon thought it was safe. Like as safe as USC and UCLA. No. It's weird when people think that we should be friends mainly because we all decided to like have unprotected sex with our wives at the same time.
That's the only. It's the only thing we have in common.
It's the only thing we have in common.
Timing. That is it.
It's like, oh, October, Valentine's Day was good for you too, huh? Yeah, sir. Yeah. Conversation's over.
Over. Yeah. All right. Over. See you.
All right. Yeah. Sweet. Good God. But yeah, that's what I have found meeting other dads specifically. I don't know why moms can just do it. I think they're because women are just nicer and better people than us. I guess that's it.
Yeah.
Because for me, I just get angry whenever I see a birthday party invitation for like October and it's like party is at 10 o'clock, which is when games start here. And I'm like, what are we doing?
Yeah. So that's, I mean, a great point. I'm actively seeking other dads who want to tailgate with me, because if you want to tailgate with me, you can bring your family and we can all enjoy the same thing. So that's my recommendation to current and future dads out there. Look for people who want to tailgate with you for the thing that you like doing.
That's good. That's good. That's good. I hope you find your flock of tailgaters. I hope you
Thanks,
find
Dee
your flock of tailgaters.
We got like, what is it? It's March, April, May, June, July. We got 5 months to get a squad together. And then the football season starts.
We shall see. I'm excited to hear. So we'll get back to that. I can't wait to find out how it worked out. You'll be like, dude, I don't want to tailgate with him.
It's just going to be my family and Dan and Shannon. That's what it's going to be. It's the same thing as always.
God. All right. Okay, so you brought up another thing. We'll bring this one up too. Kids have access to things. Kids have access to that are making you feel old.
Yeah.
What did you mean by that?
Okay, so we're doing swim lessons now, and I had like a incredibly vivid flashback to my childhood during swim lessons because I used to go to swim lessons at the Y, like outdoor pool. We loved it when we were kids. That pool isn't there anymore. So we go to the rec center that's about 15 minutes away. It's an indoor pool and it's a pretty new rec center. And there are these family bathrooms that you can go in and change and shower and all this stuff. I had this insanely vivid flashback to like taking a shower at the Y pool on like cold concrete. In a shower that had no hot water at all when I was giving my kids a shower and they had like warm water in this cushy bathroom. I was like, holy shit, they have warm water to shower in at the pool? Like not in my day, back in my day. And then I was like, okay, wait, how many things now am I saying back in my day? Because like, I literally was like, said this sentence to Katie. I was like, back in my day, like I remember how cold the water was when I had to shower after swimming. And I was like, oh, whoa, what did I just say? So yeah. Have you had any back in my day experiences, Dee Dee?
Every day, every okay. single day. Oh dude. And it's all music and TV related. Like, you know how bad it is and how annoying. And this is what makes me sound old. When I say, you know how bad it is. Do you know how bad it is that kids don't have to watch commercials anymore? Do you know how bad it is that like the kids can just scream out into the universe and a song will just start playing for them?
That is bad. That is legitimately like, bad.
They don't have to wait for anything. Right. Like, and like my kids can already like, tell and can already tell you what's on what thing. Like Major is 3 years old. He's like, I want to watch Blaze the Monster Machines on Paramount Plus. And it's like, I just wish you could just, I just want you to go to a channel and have to wait for it. You just gotta wait for it. And then all of a sudden your mom's gonna be like, we're going to church or we gotta go here, and you can't watch it at the time you know it's on. And then you gotta like record it on a VHS tape. Like, I need that back. Like, there just needs to be a certain, like, it's like kids need to learn to wait for things and then they can get it all easily when they can handle it. But right now they can't handle it because my kids are just like, the internet will be acting weird or something or like buffering or whatever, and they lose their full minds. Like, the guide is on the remote. Like, do you remember when there was the guide channel where you had to just like watch the guide channel to see what was on each station?
Yeah.
See, or that's, God.
Or you had to buy the TV guide at the grocery store.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Like, I had a couple. Okay, so this morning, my daughter wanted to play. We have this, like, kid's computer. So it's an old Mac laptop. She just likes typing on it. And it's old, so it takes a really long time to, like, boot up. And she was getting real pissed about the time it took. And I was like, this is good. She needs this. Yesterday, we went to dinner, and my kids were just treating the restaurant like it was a playground. And so we, like, got up and left quickly. And my daughter left behind this crazy, like, silly straw thing, and left it behind. And then she realized it in the car, and she was beside herself. And I was like, you know what? This is good. She needs it. Like, they need to know that, like, you can't have everything instantaneously whenever you want. Like, are we the last generation that experienced, like, when TV just went off? And I don't mean turning the TV off. I mean, like, between the hours of 11 and 7, there wasn't anything on TV. It was just, like, fuzz. Like, I remember that as a kid, and I think it's important. I think it helps. I think, like, nobody should have everything instantaneously available whenever you want it. But, like, now it's with Netflix and Paramount and Amazon and Disney Plus. And then even, like, if you, like, I need tea. It's coming tomorrow because I pressed a button on my phone. Like, is that, I don't think we should be able to. I'm taking advantage of it, so I'm a hypocrite, but I don't think everything should be that easy. I think we need to insert a little bit of adversity into our kids' lives, which is why I'm making them be Pitt football fans.
It's just, yeah, it's like, that's like the only way that actually is the only way that you can get kids to, like, really understand, like, waiting for something and wanting something, you know, is through sports. That's kind of it. It's like earning something, you know, it's like you earned the right for this, but, like, they just open this in this world. Now all of a sudden they can just do anything and everything they want. Yeah. I don't like it. And it makes me feel old all the time. Siobhan just rolls her eyes at me constantly because I'm always saying, like, I hate the fact. I hate that we're in the car and, like, it's not just turning on a station. It's literally them. They are the station. Like, it's literally Saoirse FM every time she gets in the car.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and that is the most annoying thing in the world to me. And I'll turn on, like, Sirius sometimes. I'm like, no, we're just going to listen to the radio now. And she's like, I don't want to do that. And I'm like, didn't ask. And then she'll start yelling. And then I just give in. I'm just like, fine, here you go. Here, just yell out here. Yell out whatever you want. And yeah. Siri will play it for you. It's the freaking worst.
I think you're right. I think sports are our last bastion of, like, real adversity and disappointment for children. And I think we need to, lean into that. Like, I want my daughter to be like, Alexa, play the Steelers in the Super Bowl. And then I can sit her down and be like, you can't watch that. And can I explain to you why? Because they weren't good enough. They didn't do enough. They had to earn it, and they didn't earn it. And you need to earn it too. So we're not going to watch that today. Like, that's what I think we need.
Yes. It's definitely what we need. Kids just need to, we gotta figure out ways. Like, maybe, I think I'm just going to, like, go to the Goodwill and see if there's like an encyclopedia set. Have it in the house. I'm just going to make my kids look up things in the encyclopedia.
Yeah.
No. Phones and iPads are off. They're off. None. We're going to look up, though. You want to know what this means? Encyclopedia. We're going to look this shit up.
And then when they throw a tantrum, Didi, just remember that all they need is your warm embrace and it'll be okay. It'll be fine.
Oh, God. All right, Chris, let's get into music. Dan's got something for us. Let's get to our next Dan clip, because we're going to get into music and what we are listening to with Mr. Daniel Knopp. Let's do it.
Let's see. I think this is the right one.
Voice me again.
If not.
Of course, I couldn't miss the new music that we're listening to this week. I wanted to share some awesome songs that I'll add to the playlist this week. Of course, the Sounds of Brunch exclusively on Spotify, updated each and every Friday.
Thanks, Dan.
But first song for me is from Lauren Mayberry. She is the lead singer of the band Churches. Maybe put a song or two of hers in the past, but she's really starting to kind of bloom into her solo career. a bit, and she released really what was only her like fourth ever solo song this past week called Change Shapes. And she's been on tour doing solo stuff, and I think we're getting more, kind of at a slow drip here. I think we're eventually getting an album as well. But this might be my favorite of her solo stuff so far, Change Shapes from Lauren Mayberry. Of course, this one may have been mentioned. The album certainly should be, at least from one of you. But Ariana Grande, Eternal Sunshine, the album is fantastic. I knew this is going to be a big year for her, and so glad we have new music from her. I'm going to put Supernatural on the list this week. It's one that stuck out to me, and I really, really enjoy kind of in the middle of that album. But the whole album is fantastic. So great to have new Ariana Grande back in our lives. And then last song for me, she's back after just a couple weeks away. Girl in Red, another new single. And this one's called Doing It Again, Baby. And it's definitely a way more upbeat, kind of like pop rock track. And now that we have this one, the second single off the upcoming album, I'm really not sure what to expect on this album, to be honest with you. There's definitely more production involved. We heard that in the first single, Too Much. So we just didn't know if that was just a, you know, kind of a one-off, if this was the direction it was going. And now I'm not really sure, but I do like that she's trying some new kind of things. And I think she's going to be, I think this album's going to be fantastic. I know she's going on tour with The Beaches, which sounds like an absolutely incredible tour. If they are coming to a city near you, I encourage you to check out that show sometime this summer. Unfortunately, it won't be in my neck of the woods, so I may have to find somewhere else to go. But boys, that is what I am listening to this week, and I hope to chat with you both next week.
Beautiful.
Dan won't be able to attend that show because he will probably be following 21 Pilots around somewhere.
Yeah, I mean, it's a busy time for Dan right now. Busy time for Dan. So to piggyback off Dan, yes, Ariana Grande is one of the things I'm listening to. She's got the song called I Wish I Hated You, which is about just wishing she hated the person that that she broke up with. It's a great song, beautiful song. And yeah, shouts to Ariana Grande for throwing that out there. And it's always great to hear Ariana Grande singing something other than Christmas songs, because it's been a few years since she put out her last album, and I feel like I needed more from Ariana. So I'm happy that's there.
I could listen to Ariana Christmas all year, Didi.
Okay.
or maybe I'm just subjected to it because my kids love Christmas music. Okay, number one for me, a band called Gopher Gold. I've talked about them a lot on this podcast. I like them a lot. They are the pop punk band from Little Rock, Arkansas. We've talked about how unlikely that combination of things probably is. They released their new EP called One Day. Unfortunately, it's a 5-song EP, and they pre-released 2 of the 5 songs. So it was only 3 new songs. So I'll put one of the new songs on the playlist this week. It's called Take It Back.
Beautiful, beautiful. So I saw Madonna on Monday. I went to see Madonna, me, Siobhan, a couple other friends, and I gotta tell you, I am somebody who, listen, I like Madonna. Madonna's a legend, but I am not the biggest Madonna fan. After watching that show of 60-year-old Madonna, dude, I just couldn't get, I didn't know what I was going to see. Like, I was honestly there kind of like ready to make fun of it. And then second song in, she's like full out dance off with this other dancer. And I was like, holy shit. Like, she's in her 60s. Like, this is wild. Anyways, I'm going to put Bitch on Madonna on the playlist. That's sung the end of the show. And yeah, just Madonna, man. Freaking incredible shit in her 60s. Incredible shit.
Shout out to Madonna.
Yeah.
All right, my second song is from a ska band named Millington. They put out a cover of Thanks for the Memories, which is that Fall Out Boy song. Truth be told, I didn't like that Fall Out Boy song because that was the beginning of their transition from like being an emo pop punk band to like dance rocky bullshit that I don't enjoy. So this is my favorite version of Thanks for the Memories that I've ever heard. And yeah, I hope you like it too.
All right. So Chris with the hot take.
Yeah, I feel right. Very strongly about that.
Okay. All right. So speaking of, we've talked about college football a couple times on this podcast. This is going to be very awkward for universities because the hottest song in the country right now is a song by Kanye West, Ty Dolla $ign. It is called Carnival. And this song will have a lot of college universities making decisions on if they're going to have this be the song that gets the crowd hype every time something happens.
All right, let's go.
I'm letting you know this right now. It is the number one song. It'll be the number one song in the country this week. It's called Carnival. It is awesome. It is amazing. And it is by somebody who is not exactly in great graces with a lot of people in this world. So I'm just telling you, the song is incredible. I listen to it as soon as you're done with this podcast, Chris, literally. And then send me a text and let me know. You'll get it. You'll understand it right away. Like right away, you will get it. Soon as the bass drops, you'll be like, oh yeah, I'm ready for football season. And I'm telling you right now, there's going to be a lot of stadium DJs that have to make some decisions once football season starts. I'm telling you right now. Yeah. So, Carnival, Kanye West, Ty Dolla $ign. Song's incredible.
I can't wait. Hell yeah. All right. Well then, you know, screw it. I'm going to scrap my third song and put Mo Bamba on there, because that's the song that was the last one that I feel like did this for football. So yeah, what happened? Sheck West, that guy got nothing else going on. Nothing.
Well, Sheck West, if I am not mistaken, might be playing basketball like overseas or something like that. Like, I'm not kidding. Like, I think he's playing basketball in like some league somewhere.
Sure.
I swear that's true.
Why wouldn't he be?
I swear that's true. Yeah, I'm pretty positive that he is. He's playing somewhere. I will find this out for next week. I will make a note to give you a Sheck West update on why we haven't gotten anything other than Mo Bamba and some other songs. But yeah.
I just figured it was because he wasn't that good. But Didi Investigates. That's hashtag Didi Investigates next week.
Listen, doesn't mean he's good. It just means he's playing basketball somewhere else. Like, J. Cole was playing for the Basketball Africa League for a minute there a couple years ago. So
That's true.
You know. Yeah. Right. So it's, you know, anybody, hey, you have hoop dreams, go out there and get it done. Sheck West. Oh man. Well, that's the sounds of brunch. Make sure you tell Siri, tell Alexa to play the sounds of brunch. Check it out on Spotify, exclusively on Spotify. Well, Chris, this was Dad Brunch. We did a lot of dad topics, dad things from start to finish, daylight savings, meeting other parents, parent influencers, a lot of fun stuff that I know Dan is going to be listening to this, very happy that he was not here on this podcast today.
Yeah, it's all the stuff we decided to not subject Dan to in previous episodes.
Yeah, it's like, we just have the stash for like the two times that Dan misses the podcast throughout the year. It's like, all right. We'll just unload the dad. Just unload dad stuff.
Dad therapy.
Always fun. Any final thoughts, sir?
No, just, you know, give your kids a warm embrace, and that solves everything, man. That's all they need. They need a hug. They need you to be calm, and then it all gets better from there. That's all you need.
That's right. Warm embrace brunch. That might be it. It's the brunch breakdown. We're out.